It is the second day of September. This is the closing market report from the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, the marketplace was an interesting chart today with futures in the bean pit moving higher. Why did that happen?
Well, you know, we were a little bit surprised, just as a lot of people were. We opened a little lower last night and then sort of built some little steam over the evening. The talk out there was that rumors regarding white mold and sudden death syndrome in parts of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Michigan had some folks starting to panic a little bit. That little bit of interest or stronger market in the Chinese market overnight that way, and just the little rain that fell across the Delta and like that sort of delayed harvest. And they're wanting some beans, and they're wanting them now as we look at the basis levels for quick shipment beans. So when they're out of the field for a day or two, why, a few people got nervous.
And some of those basis levels are pretty amazing. Tell me about them.
Well, you know, I mean, we're seeing some $2.50, $3 over for the quick shipment here. And, of course, everybody's wanting to take advantage of that if they can. And if it's raining, it's awful hard to combine beans. So that's one of the things that delayed and put things off a little bit. You know, the Chinese are in there seeming to have some interest in some beans and whatever, but you know, they've got an awful lot of reserve beans. They're wanting to sell back into their own people, and they're wanting to hold that price up while they get that done.
As you consider what this means to the marketplace longer term and maybe the carryout for the 2014-15 soy complex, USDA currently at 430 million. Will they swap some bushels out, and might that number drop, do you suppose, when we come out in September?
Well, you know, I don't think we probably had quite as many bushels left here as what the government was forecasting, the tightness of the bean crop right now and the basis we're paying that they didn't come out. So we might take and lower that carry in a little bit, or they could do a little bit of that. But, you know, you look at the rains that we've got over the last couple weeks here, and they might not have to. They can raise the production a little bit for that carry out to stay up where it's at.
What you see in the corn pit for the day?
The corn pit, you know, we were pulled up and off the lows by the beans. We went down. We didn't make a new low last night after we reopened, and that took a little bit of the oomph out of the downward motion of things. And with the beans, they were pulled up a little bit. But all in all, it looks like a steady grind lower with the corn crop we're looking at. We thought there might be a little activity over in the wheat pit with the Ukraine-Russian situation continuing to escalate, being there mainly wheat exporters. And here we are, lower on the day and substantially lower, 7 to 9 cents lower, just, you know, when still with all the panic and warmongering going on over there.
Yeah, it's a bit surprising. What do you look for the rest of the week? Anything exciting?
Well, I think, you know, we're going to watch and see if this story on the SDS and white mold continues to grow or if it sort of backs off a little bit. And I think, you know, we are going to keep an eye and see what does happen in Russia. I think that's a powder keg waiting to blow up.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon to take a look at the marketplace. You can always hear him again at our website. The address there is willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org.